For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God.
Tribe and tongue, here's the name of the Holy One.
So you can't explain this Jesus in the wisdom of man. They won't get it. That's why when you look across America today, they're saying, let's take Christmas out of Christmas. Let's go ahead and let's just make this happy holidays. And we don't want God involved in our schools because, you know, science has nothing to do with God. Well, of course it doesn't. Because you, who are scientists, are too foolish to understand the things of God. You think you're wise. They think that they know something because they have broken things down into little nanoparticles and little atoms. But God says, man, you've found an atom, but you've missed the creator of the atom. You found the smallest particles in the universe, but you missed me. You found the smallest particles in the universe, but you missed me.
God.
You think you're wise, and God says, I call you all fools. Every single one of them. God says, here, you know what? Hey, this stuff makes me sick enough, God says. That I'm going to do it in a way that's going to confound every wise person of this world. They're going to have to drop their wisdom in order to find me. Because he chose a carpenter out of Nazareth. And they sent him down to his cousin to get baptized in the Jordan River. And no one of his day, no religious leaders saw him. You realize they didn't want him? They didn't want this Jesus. When he was born, there was no room for him in the inn. We're celebrating the arrival of deity into a manger because man could find no room for him. He didn't fit in with what they thought. But God did not consider it to be a bad thing that he was born in a manger. God did not think that it was a bad thing that he was wrapped in swaddling cloths. With swaddling cloths are the cloth that they used to make torches because the light of the world had arrived. God did not think it was foolish to have this Jesus not accepted in the inn, and not accepted in the temple, not accepted in his family, not accepted in the religious system, not accepted in the Roman Empire, not accepted in Capernaum, not accepted in Bethlehem, not accepted anywhere where he went to preach.
Give glory to him.
The God of the universe was an outcast. The God of the universe was an outcast, unwanted, and overlooked. And he came as a nothing and a nobody. He came and he laid down next to lambs and cows. He came and was laid in the hay next to his mother and his father. And the world system from the time he was born had already rejected him. It had already said, we want nothing to do with this king. He was born outside the system from the word go. And the system attempted to kill him. The Jews, it says, it's a stumbling block to them because if the Jews were to accept the cross of Christ, then they must accept the fact that they crucified their own Messiah, which has to go down in the top 10 stupidest things that someone's ever done. Let's wait for thousands of years for a Messiah. When he comes, let's kill him. that may be number one with a bullet. So for the Jews to accept Christ, they have to accept that they are personally responsible for the stupidest thing that's ever happened on earth, which they will not do. You see, if he would have come, if he would have come into Bethlehem that night in a chariot with men thronging him and a procession leading him, and if he would have been born in a local palace of a lord, and if he would have been born into a crib with satin sheets and silk sheets from China, and if the world would have sang of who he was,
found worthy in the end. Violently I will seek, 'cause wisdom is justified in the end. Wake me.
Have been Jesus. Oh man, he would not have been our Jesus. He would not have been the Jesus that reached out to you, because he would have been accepted by the system. And God isn't reaching out for those who are accepted and beloved by the system. He is reaching out to the outcast and the poor, just like him.
The nations gather as they say.
You see, this world system is antichrist. From the word go, it's antichrist. And doctors and lawyers and men with PhDs have a hard time with this lowly Jesus. They have a hard time with this Jesus. You have to have preachers who go around preaching that Jesus was rich in order to get the rich to begin to accept him, because they can't accept the Jesus who didn't have a place to lay his head. They can't accept the Jesus who had to pull coins out of a fish's mouth in order to pay taxes. They don't like that Jesus. It's contrary to their gospel. It's contrary to their wisdom. If he was the God of the universe, if he was the Messiah, then obviously he would have come in a powerful way. But God did not. The Greeks who look after a sign, the cross is foolishness. You see, the Greeks were very, very practical people. They wanted to understand everything intellectually. They wanted everything to make sense. But if there's one thing that God does not do, it's make sense. He does not, and he will not. Because he is contrary to our nature. And the best of humanity are the worst in the sight of God. We thought that when the Messiah died, it wouldn't be as a common criminal outside of the city. When we in our weakness thought we were strong, he became helpless to show we were wrong. He showed us what true strength was on Calvary. He showed us what true divinity is inside of that manger in Bethlehem on that night. He showed us that God is God no matter where you put him. That God is God if he's in a palace, and God is God in a manger. God is God in the high life, and God is God in the low life. And we in our weakness thought we were strong. He became helpless to show we were wrong. you because of the good things that are in you. God didn't choose you because you were smart or pretty or happy or clever. God didn't choose you because you're skilled or wonderful in some aspect of your life. God chose you because you are not. God chose you not based on the strengths of your life, but on the weakness of your life. Your weakness is your testimony.